Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I hope you enjoyed Matt's trip to the Time Lord Victorious finale. That was in a corridor down the back end of Time Fracture in London. I enjoyed it. And I thought he painted a really good picture. I can quite imagine all of that happening. And anyone that's been to any kind of fan convention-y bit of business knows that there are, you know, very enthusiastic people there who wear very strange clothes. I'm mad for a convention. I loved I went to, was it a Supernova maybe in Melbourne? One of those things. And there was a guy dressed as Ezio from Assassin's Creed. And I was like, oh my God, can we get a photo together? And he was like, yeah, okay. And then I got a photo with the girl dressed as a Little Mermaid. Like, I was just mad for whoever they were dressed as. I was just like, I'm getting my photo taken with Darth Vader. Like, I did get my photo taken with Darth Vader when I was a little kid. Darth Vader appeared at whatever Federation Square is back in the day. That was like this weird kind of thing on the corner you could go to that would have, you know, stuff there across the road from the train station. And I think there might have been a record shop or something there. Anyway, Darth Vader was there. There were people like queuing down the street. I was so excited. And now as an adult, I'm like, it just would have been some guy in a suit. It would have been like going to see Santa. Anyway, we are heading into a mammoth week of Matt Smith episodes. So I hope you're strapped in. This first one is The Snowmen, which I mean, they're all going to be The Snowmen. That's the only one I've watched. But yeah, get excited. Also, about around about now, I think I've done an episode of the Flight Through Entirety podcast, which is also about a Matt Smith episode, When a Good Man Goes to War. So listen out for that when it comes out. Or it could already be out. I'm living in the future and I don't know when Jodie Whittaker's turning up. So this could all be happening in January. Anyway, we start with The Snowmen. We start with creepy snapping snowflakes. They've got like little teeth going, nyang, 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 which is already weird. And then we see England, 1842, written in the snow. Like, it's a very Sherlock kind of thing to do. They used to do it in Fringe a lot. Did anyone watch Fringe? I loved that show. I have never cried as much as I did in the final episode of Fringe. Oh, my God, John Noble just killing me with amazingness. They used to have, like, these big, you know, solid letters that used to float in the sky. So this is kind of that kind of thing, like trying to make the titles, like the on-screen graphics, look like they're blending into the environment. Anyway, that was a kind of a big thing. I don't know, I haven't really seen anyone do it lately. Anyway, we start off with Walter, who's a little kid, and he's making a snowman. And his mum asks if he wants to play with the other boys and girls. And he says he doesn't need anyone else. And she doesn't think it's healthy, him playing alone. And then he tells the snowman that the others are silly. And the snowman says, they're silly. And the snowman talks with the voice of Ian McKellen, because of course it does. And then it says he doesn't need anyone else. Then it's 50 years later, the kid has grown up to be Richard E. Grant, and he's overseeing people collecting snow from snowmen into jars, and they're being loaded into a carriage, a horse carriage thing. And then he says... goes into a room and says, the last of the supplies is arriving. And Ian McKellen, who is just a bunch of snow, it's just the voice of Ian McKellen, he's a bunch of snow in this big steampunk kind of, looks like the ball that they draw the Tesla Lotto numbers out of, like the Powerball ball. Anyway, he's in there. I mean, he's not. Like, you can't see him, we just hear him. There's snow swirling around inside the big ball, and it says with Ian McKellen's voice, as humanity celebrates, so shall it end. So Richard E. Grant is called Dr. Simeon, and he promises to keep the snow globe secret, and the men who helped scrape up the snow ask him when they're getting fed, because he told the ball, is like, yes, I promise to feed those people. And they're like, we don't see any food. And he says, I do. And then snowmen pop up and eat the men. This is gruesome. Then we're at the Rose and Crown pub, and Jenna Coleman is playing a waitress collecting tankards. She goes outside and there's a creepy snowman who's just popped up in the street. And then some guy walks past and she asks if he made it. It's the doctor in a top hat. He's like, nah, I didn't make it. He inspects the snow and says, you know, maybe the snow can remember how to make snowmen. And she's incredulous that snow can remember. Of course she is. The doctor wanders off. She chases after him. And she's been quite flirty, I have to say. And he's kind of not into it. So he turns and walks off. So she chases after him some more, and he's gotten into a carriage with a horse, like a hansom cab kind of thing. And inside the cab, Madame Vastra is talking to him. She's asking, is she nice? And he's like, I barely spoke to her. She doesn't even have the name, the doctor. And then Clara drops her head into the cab and says, Doctor Who? And that's when the credits start. That's right. We went through a whole period of Stephen Moffat wanting every single person in every episode to say Doctor Who. You've got to say the title. This is some sort of drinking game. Then after the credits, there's a guy in a top hat who's been visited by Dr. Simeon. And they're expositioning with the housemaid about a governess who drowned and froze in a pond at the front of the house. Okay. Dr. Simeon hands him a card that says, Great Intelligence, GI. And he says, what is growing in the pond is ours. And then he leaves. Okay. And he's then accosted by Jenny and Madame Vastra. And he tells them that Arthur Conan Doyle is using them for his stories in the Strand magazine. And he implies that their relationship is suspect. And Vastra's like, no, it's fine. We're married. Vastra says the snow learns and it could be a terrible weapon. And Dr. Simeon says the last winter of humankind is coming and you can't stop it. And Vastra says, I know someone who can. And Jenny's like, well, the doctor never helps anymore. Strax, meanwhile, is observing someone while the doctor is examining the snow. And he says it's new. Strax wants to investigate, but the doctor goes, nah. Strax says he's opposed to the doctor's apathy. Clara is yelling from the cab, which is twitching in the background, just the carriage sort of rocking around. and Strax turns around and says, silence, boy. This is his hilarious thing where he can't tell things apart. The doctor explains Suntaran cloning to her and says that Strax can barely cope with, you know, can't cope with a second gender. And then he tells Strax he needs the memory worm, which will wipe an hour of your memory if you touch it. So Strax goes away and then comes back and doesn't remember why he went away. Oh, dear. the memory worm has escaped under the cab because he's obviously touched it and dropped it. Clara thinks this whole thing is hilarious as Strax is wriggling around to find the worm. The doctor's like, why? And then he's like, oh, why am I down here? I think I've been run over by a cab. Clara is holding the gauntlets that Strax was supposed to use to handle the memory worm. They're Sontaran and three-fingered gloves. They're huge. The doctor puts the gloves on and he's shoving the worm that he's obviously found now into a jar. And he says, one touch, you lose an hour. If it bites you, you lose decades. And he asks Clara why she hasn't run yet. She says she'll run once he's explained. And then a snowman, scary snowman, pops up. Then two of them pop up. There's one behind them. They're all angry. They've got pointy teeth and these big jack-o'-lantern smiles. And the doctor tells Clara to stop thinking about the snowmen. The snow is feeding off their thoughts. He tells her to imagine them melting. And suddenly they're splashed with water. So obviously the melting thing worked. And she's like, well, is that going to happen again? He goes, yeah, but you know how to control it now. She's like, yeah, not if I forget. Looking at the memory worm. And then she's like, shouldn't we warn people about the snow? Like, you know, isn't that if the snow is becoming creatures and turning into psychic projections? And he's like, you know, it's not my job to warn people. And then he sends her away in the cab that Strax is driving. And then we see the cab leave, but Clara is not in it, and she decides to follow the doctor. All right, music has started. We will continue the snowmen in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.